This is the summary of the most relevant information of Querétaro, Mexico and the world for our English-speaking audience. Maritere Villafuerte, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Luis, and good afternoon to Javiera as well. Hello, Querétaro. Today is Wednesday. It is August the 8th of 2012, and it is 1:11 time for the news in English. In an unprecedented move in the history of service of public transportation, the state government will break the pattern corporate and interested groups by granting concessions by a lot of democratizing the allocation system. The announcement was made by the Governor's Secretary Jorge López Portillo, who established the draw will be open and direct, given the recent increases in pirate units in places like Pedro Escobedo and Santa Rosa Jauregui and Amealco. He stressed it's being made operational, but the theme is that has a comprehensive strategy to give effect to worker concessions strictly behind the wheel, not organizations, a strategy that will start this August. The state government is talking to Audi and BMW, who two of the three car makers that will be commenting, said Governor José Calzada Rovirosa, who said that this first manages a project investment of one billion pesos with the generation of 2,000 direct jobs. BMW said that it is an immediate stage where Audi is both to make a decision, and they are both talking about it, always with great interest and enthusiasm. The president of the National Action Party, Gustavo Madero Muñoz, denied on Tuesday the existence of a conflict between himself and President Felipe Calderón over the party's current state in the wake of its first poorer-than-expected performance in the July 1st elections. The party received 2.2 million less votes in the 2012 election than it did in 2006, when President Felipe Calderón won with a slim majority over the PRD candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Democratic Revolutionary Party Deputy Emiliano Vázquez Esquivel proposed reforming in Article 3 of the Mexican Constitution to give every student in the country the right to internet access. Vázquez Esquivel of the Chamber of Permanent Committee said that the country should give the means for every student to have access to information on the internet that enriches his or her knowledge. And in today's weather forecast for Querétaro City, the maximum temperature we are expecting is of 23 degrees Celsius, minimum of 10 degrees Celsius. Nice and clear afternoon for today.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Amanda, the Facebook page.
Of course, go on Facebook, look for Hello, my name is Querétaro, like this page, comment on these news, and practice your English.